This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Before we start the shiur, I'd like to give over two stories that I heard this morning. I think Ba'alim would have chizuk from it. Picked up my son this morning from traveling to Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, he did a little touring. One of these tour guides that take to Mekayim HaKadosh. And when you get into the car, he tells him, Tai, you got to hear two stories. I'm very nisragish from the stories. I want you to hear it. So the first thing he told me was that in the group of the touring, many Freie, not who everybody was from, a group of college students who were going to tour to see Eretz Yisrael for the first time. And when they came to the Arizal's mikveh, and the person, the tour guide, was explaining to them the mikveh, the Arizal. And my son said that he was thinking to himself, mikveh, not one of them wore a yarmulke. First, talking to yarmulkes, they weren't even wearing yarmulkes. Talking about the Arizal's mikveh, he said, "Tai, you'll never believe it. Every single one went to the mikveh, and they were warned that it's going to be cold, and they were warned that it might come out blue." He said, "It's interesting how everyone went. Everyone." He said, "There was not one." He said, "That's an interesting thing. But the even more interesting story, like I said, I was thinking, the punkt, I heard it today, maybe it's Simim and Hashemayim, I should say it over." He said that group also went to the Kaisel. The tour guide was a Frumayid, Shteitza. So he was telling them, come to the Kaisel, Bakum Kaddish, the Rabbeinu Shlem, Shechina Leizaz. He gives him the whole shmooze, what the Kaisel's all about. He turns to them and he says, "You know, I got to know some of you. Some of you don't even have a Yiddish Anamen. You know, there's a two or three that Pasha didn't have a Jewish name at all. So two out of the three said, you know, I think I do. I think this is my Jewish name." But one of them had no clue. So the tour guide says to him, "Pick a Yiddish name. Pick a name." So he said, "Okay, he'll do it. He'll pick a name." They're standing by the Kaisel. It's a beautiful, clear day. The sun told me, "Ta, I'm telling you, you can look it up in the forecast from Eretz Yisrael. It was a clear day." And all of a sudden, started to hail by the Kaisel. It was hail. It was clear, mamish, sunny. It's out of nowhere, started hailing. The boy that didn't have a Jewish name, he was nisragish. He started to become moved. And he turned around and he said, "I want to tell you something. I had a Zayden named Baruch. My grandfather's name was Baruch. But I didn't like the name. I don't know. What's they call it? Baruch. So I thought, you know, I'll pick the name Barad. It's close enough." And he said, "When I came to the Kaisel, I said, Hashem, my new name is Barad." And it started to hail. Said that he was so moved by the Hashgacha Pratis, the Maisa. And he started wearing a yarmulke throughout the trip. He said, "Rabbi Yishon, my new name is Barad. I thought I would give you over this story because my son just got off the plane. I picked him up and he told me, I said, I'm going to repeat over these two stories." Today's shmooze I'd like to talk about a topic that Bali Musar talk about a lot. And of course, we'll begin with the parshas, Parshas HaShavua. Yitzias Mitzrayim was chipazin. Ki b'chipazin yatzasam in Mitzrayim in haste. Why did the Rebbeinu Shleilam make that Klal Yisrael should leave Azeim et Azah, Chipazin, such a rush? So everybody knows Klal Yisrael was the Memta Shari Tumma. L'yachlis Mameya, they couldn't wait another second because then they'd be lost completely. Everybody knows this. But Bali Musar speak more about the Chipazin. Bali Musar say, and if you notice that the Karban Pesach, all the halachas revolved around the inyan that it's supposed to be b'chipazin, that they had to eat it mamish quickly, ready to leave, aleichem b'ragleichem mamish, standing at the door to go. So the inyan of chipazin is not just that we left quickly, but that the Karban Pesach, the Karban Pesach needed to be eaten also in a chipazin, quickly, ready to leave in a second's moment, in a moment's notice. So Bali Musar, I saw, discussed this. I saw Reb Chatzkel, Heilige Reb Chatzkel, in Oyer Cheskel, in Emuna. There's many different svarim, one of them is on Emuna. He says that the idea of the chipazin in the Karban Pesach was an inyan of hachana. Karban Pesach was a ruchniyistika aveda. It was an exercise in ruchnius. What is ruchnius? Hachana. You got to be fully prepared. He says if a person goes on a big trip, geht den ganzen ungekriegt. Prepared. And else. Why? It's a big thing. So the night before, everything's packed and ready to go. Atatas ha minyin gedaft habin in the Veda of the Karban Pesach. Zay learnt Reb Chatzkel, like I said, in his Sefer Nemun and a few other places, Reb Chatzkel explains the inyan of chipazin of the Karban Pesach, all ready to go, prepared, angegret, waiting, ready to go. Reb Chaim Friedlander, when Mashgiach in Panevish, Sifsi Chaim, he has a sefer Midas Vavaydes Hashem, Chelik Beis, Tu Chalokim, speaks a lot bariches that the chipazin of the Karban Pesach was an inyan of zrizus, of sein zaris. Chipazin translates zrizus. Hayit avton avaydes Hashem bezrizus. Famish, all ready, prepared, ready to go with that. Litte, wollte mir gesagt, mit der Lebedigkeit. Ja, mit der Frisch. Ready to go, ready to move. And this was the inyan of chipazin in the Karban Pesach. But I saw a peledik of vod from Rabbi Ruchem B'Shem, Zayin Rebbe, the Alter von Kelem, the Heilige Alter. Rabbi Ruchem in Das Teir in Bereishis, on the Pasuk, Vayar Menucha Ki Toiv, Menucha is a good thing. Vayar Menucha, Menucha is good. Brengt it from the altar that the inyan of Chipazin was in order to instill in Klal Yisrael the inyan for Menucha. The opposite, yeah? David, so sein Gedenk, fragst doch gut. Doch punkt verkehrt. Chipazin. So gerade There's a zug from the Mashkiach von Kellen of Grzhensky. I saw it in the Alisha. Alisha quotes Rabbi Ruchem, the Mashkiach of Grzhensky, Rabbi Avram Grzhensky, the Mashkiach. He says there's two things. Zrizis. Yeah. Zrizis is in cup. Aber the feast darf not sein be Menuch. There's a balance. You do everything with Menucha, but the cup soll nicht sein wie Mesagt, verschlafen. Zrizis in cup. Menucha in the feast. As I fleck this up. Now Rabbi say, das ist Grace Raid. What does it mean? I'm talking about the Mizan. Good, good. Yeah. But let me tell you first the Altes Vot. Let me tell you the Altes Vot. The Altes says the Chippazin was in order they should work on having Menucha in the Chippazin. The Rabbein Ishleilam had gesagt, Mizam gain the Chippazin. Yeah. Und der Avoid is given. Punkt verkehrt. In the Chippazin. In the Behala, nicht sein Mivul Bal, sein be Menucha. The cup soll sein of the cup, everything should be with Menucha. Zay zogt auf. The Chippazin is in order that they should work on Menucha, because since bedarf doch gehen Kabbalah Satere, und Kabbalah Satere muss sein be Menucha Sanefesh, weil das ist von der. This is from the most important midas, as we soon are going to learn. So, of arbeiten of the menucha sanefesh, hat der Rebbeinu Shem gewollt, a matze von chippazin, because that's when you got to work on menucha sanefesh. As alts geht good, if everything is going good, was is the chiddush that you have menucha sanefesh? It's going good, it's going easy. God. Under stress, under lachatz, and then you have menuchas hanefesh. Das ist gewaltig. As he said, der Alte von Keller, Rabbi Ruchem bringt von sein Rebbe. Rabbi said, let's talk about menuchas hanefesh. You know, yeshivas don't always prepare us for the outside world. They don't prepare us for life. With all that's good, all the rule, all the tumult, the behalaf and the welt that's around us, not always so prepared what's coming. We're somewhat protected, which is right. The chavrusa, the gemara, good. Was is the grace of tumult, a chavrusa tumult? No. Wait till you get out to the real world, Rabbi say. Not kinder und panosse daigis. Das ist tumult. It's not my words, Rabbi. Rabbi Ruchem Alein, in that same shtikale, says that people don't know what menuchas hanefesh is. They think menuchas hanefesh means everything's going good. I'm relaxed. I'm calm. I have menucha. Sagt, das hat kein Scheiches nicht mit Menucha. You know why? Because the minute anything comes in its way, a disturbance, is Eis Menucha, and it's going to come. So that's not Menucha. Was the Welt meint? People think, yeah, Menucha. What, that's called menucha? The minute something rattles the menucha, it's ice menucha, so that's not called menucha cat. That's called bilbul. He's ready. He's set up for trouble. He's set up for imenucha. I saw a meir de kevat from the Nevadik, from the Heilige Altike, from the Vardik, meir de kevat, in his Madreges Adam. He says there's two words that l'chayre mean the same thing. Menucha and shalva. What's the difference? Bikesh Yaakov Leisha b'shalva nishkut. Vayar menucha ki toy gewaldig. So what's the difference between shalva mit Menucha. Sagt the Shalva, everything goes well. You're relaxed. It's going good. That's nicht gut. Dikas Yaakov Leisha b'Shalva. Kofetz al v'Rogzah Shliyeh, finished. Well, so now you're stuck. Menucha doesn't mean, I'm relaxed. I have Menucha. What's mit Menucha? Means that nothing is going wrong. You're in trouble because it's going to go wrong. Das ist Bikis Yaakov Leishev b'Shalva. Das nicht gut. Vayal Menucha, da verstehen was Menucha ist an Leishev. And then you'll see Menucha Kitoy, Menucha's good. So let's talk Rabbeisai, what is Menucha? And in Musa, by the Bali Musa, it was a big avoid, especially in Kelim. Kelim Menucha was the number one midah, finale midas. Anybody who ever read about Kelim knows this, but I'll take a little example from the words of the Alta from Kelim. He has in Chachma Musa, Chelik Aleph, page Reish Pei Beis, it's the Simen of Kuf Nun Beis, Menuchas HaNefesh, a discussion, was is Menuchas HaNefesh? Zakta, was is Menuchas HaNefesh? Was is this? Ein Pizu ke Pizu HaNefesh, ve ein Menucha ke Menuchas HaNefesh. Und das ist wie Neuach Matzachem b'eini Hashem. What's Neuach? Why was he Matzachem? Because he was Neuach. He had Menucha. So he sagt Alter von Kellen. Wie Neuach. Das allein, was er ist gewann, ein Menucha dicke Mensch. Das allein, this alone that he was b'menucha, Matzachem b'eini Hashem. Says the Alter von Kellen, Shabbos is me'ein eilam haba, and the whole world till Shabbos came was not finished. It wasn't shalim. But Shabbos ba menucha. Shabbos the shleimus habriya. Menucha is the shleimus habriya, and he says it clearly here. Ki hashalim hu amenucha v'zeh tachlis klal habriya. Menucha is the tachlis. You hear? In Kelim. Das ist given mamish, and he speaks. It's klil amaylus from all the maylus. Kelim menucha. Bring for Chafetz Chaim. Sein Edim Reb Zvi Hirsch Livenson hat gesagt zum Chafetz Chaim avot. Said over to the Chafetz Chaim. Vayar menucha kitev. Vayet shichme lisboil. What does that mean? Because he saw how important the grace is, the inyan for menucha, so vayet shichmoy lisbol alle problemen kidei haben the menucha. Vayet shichmoy lisbol all the difficulties in order to have the mail of menucha. Chafetz Chaim das geglichen, he said, it's a beautiful word, yeah. Not the pashiv shat, the pasik, abis hapshat. Vayar menucha kitev. And I want to tell you, I saw something interesting. I saw a letter that Rabbi Yeruchim writes. It's in Das Chochme Musa, Chel Gimel, page Reish Yudhei. You want to hear a letter? The person's asking, should he move to Eretz Yisrael? He has panosi, he up Eretz Yisrael. Teras Eretz Yisrael. You know what Rabbi Yeruchim answers him? Besser lernen in Chutz Laretz. The Menucha, Beli Tirda, we gain in Eretz Yisrael, lernen Teras Eretz Yisrael on Menucha. Writes it clearly. It's a Pella de Kazach. Help a psak. Rabbi Ruchim zogt klar. Now, I would never even entertain talking as a nusa. Scared to talk as a zah. We can't just alone cook in Rabbi, so you can look it up yourself. Rabbi Ruchim bringt das. Das Chochma Musa. Amichta have a letter from Rabbi Ruchim. It's in there, the Das Chochma Musa. Rabbi, I want to talk, as we said, Menucha is dafkin the matzav of chippos. That's what we learned from the Alta from Keller. Menucha is when there's chippazin. Atadan, that's when is the aveda of menucha. And that's why the Korban Pesach, which was bechippazin, was kedei kaina zayin the midafun menucha. So I want to tell you that there's many different parts to menuchas hanefesh in the aveda of kelim. Some of it is above us. It's above me. I'm not holding by it. Some of the things, ich pesen lach by me, das ist. You know, I remember by the levaya for Reb Shraga Moshe Kamenovich. They got up and they said a maisa about him. Pelik a maisa. I was Shraga Moshe. He was the son of Reb Avram. The levaya was in the Yeshiva in Brooklyn. We all went to the levaya. And he said over a maisa. And for Zogna Shmuyas in Yeshiva once a week. So when he came in once to say the Shmuyas, on his way up to the podium, there was a young man that was standing there, and he started whispering to the younger man something, a message or something. A few seconds. Reb Shraga Moshe turned around, left the Besmedish, no Shmuz today. What happened? Hat man zugegangen zu Reb Shraga Moshe mit dem gefragt, they asked him, what happened to the Shmuz? Not this week, I mean, there's no Shmuz. But you came in to say, yeah, I did come in to say the Shmuz. What happened? I spoke to this younger man. It was a second, I had to give a message. And I realized that what I'm speaking about from the Almud, from the podium, I'm not 100% holding by it. I realized from the conversation, ich bin nicht mushlem in ganzen in this Indian that I'm going to talk about. Arab, the shmuz is finished, no shmuz. He was going to give musa, he was going to speak about a topic. He didn't feel, and it was this either. In the this 2 second conversation, whatever it was, a minute or two, whatever it was, the avoda that he's going to talk about, it's an 100% back. They say, I'm not getting up and leaving. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not holding by what I'm talking. I'm not, a big chelik of it, I'm not holding by. But a big chelik of it, I'd like to work on together with you. Nuchas HaNefesh. Kelim was such a big aveda. How can we apply it l'maisa? Let's see how we could apply it practical in today's times. So let me first begin by telling you vas is Menuchas HaNefesh and Kelim. I remember Reb Chaim Epstein, Zecher Tzadik Livrach, I think his yahrzeit was just recent. His hesped on Mashgiach, I'm not saying Zecher Tzadik Livrach. Gedenktach, I was there. We all were outside the Besmedrish, and we listened. He said, "Kengreis Sachen wegen dem Mashgiach will ich nicht sagen. I'm going to take out from the Michtam Nelio how he wrote what Kelim was all about. That the Dor should understand was is given Kelim. What was it?" Just read. I'll read for you. And you'll understand the Mashgiach, where he came from, what his Shairish, where his Limud came from, what he represented, what was Kelim. And he read, and he read. And I remember Hakol Maidim. It was the most unbelievable hesped. I remember we walked away. A welt. It was a world for itself. Almost a world that we have no shaykhis to. But yet it was important to hear that world. And to know that that world existed. And somehow to take from that. And apply it in our lives. So let me tell you a little bit. Michtam Eliyahu. Michtam Eliyahu's Aveda. Was a Kelim. Was a Kelim Aveda. He's very makbid. Menuchas HaNefesh was a big avoider by him. Menuchas HaNefesh. So I want to tell you, Amir Dikazach, that sailed, and it's brought down the Marbitzei Torah Musa. It's already quoted in the Marbitzei Torah Musa. Brings down that the Rebbetzin in Blume, she was Nifter Friday night. The Michtam Eliyahu went to Rav Herzog, Rav Rashi, to ask him, I guess halacha was negeres, something. And it says over there that he was talking to Rav Herzog. Rav Herzog realized something's wrong. It wasn't him. It wasn't this. So he says to him, "What's the problem?" So he said, "God is." And he kept on talking. Rav Herzog found out afterwards that his Rebbetzin was Nifter. He couldn't tell. The Menucha. Menucha, the calmness. He couldn't tell. So just from the way he was talking, that something was wrong, wasn't the same, but nothing meant. And he asked Michtam Aliyah, why didn't you tell me? And he answered, Shabbos is a chiv menucha. So everything's been menucha. I want to tell you more Rabbeisai. Nach. It's not gebracht. And the Mabitzei Torah Musa wegen Alte von der Vardik. And again, I'm trying to just tell you the extreme of it. We have no sheiches to that. Menuche. It's a welt for sich allein. I want to tell you from the Alte von der Vardik, it's brought down Peledik. Then he was making Havdalah. And there was a pogrom shooting outside. Right in the yard where the altar was, the altar from the Vardik. The Talmidim was shaking. But the altar from the Vardik, it was holding the kist, not a drop of wine spilled. That was the Menucha Sanefesh. Menucha. Not to become fazed. Do we have that kayach? Maybe not. But I want to tell you, today we live, everyone's anxious. People are anxious. People out in the real world are anxious to pay their bills. People are anxious. So I want to tell you another part of the Avodah of Menuchas HaNefesh. I want to tell you a Maisa from Rebbe Yelopian. Rebbe Yelopian, it's brought down the Lev Eliyahu, had a doctor's appointment for a heart, where he lived, he was Marich Yom, a heart doctor's appointment. He left the house exactly when he was supposed to leave in order to get on time, exactly to get on time, yeah, where he's supposed to be. The problem was, the bus didn't come on time. It's brought in the label, Halein cooking. Chaval Yelopian, you hear? Was sitting by the terminal waiting, by the bus stop waiting, you hear? What did everyone else around him who also Mustama had appointments to get to? They kept on looking to see if the bus is coming. It's coming. No, I see he's coming. He's not coming. He's coming. It's coming. You're right. I see. The Lev Eliyahu, the Bel Yelopian, turned his head a second because someone said the bus is coming. Turned his head to see, and he quickly put his head back straight. And he said, "Voltech given nach in kellen, voltech gekrogen a shmuyes af, a frask for the meister." You hear? Why? The bus is coming, so when it comes, it'll come. What am I being so anxious about? See, there's a certain anxiousness. What are you anxious? Menuchas HaNefesh, yeah. The bus is coming, it'll come. Havei say, this is an extreme, but the point of anxiousness, when a person's anxious, could you imagine the anxiousness that Klal Yisrael had that they're leaving Mitzrayim? Chapela. You know, what were they supposed to do? They were supposed to eat the Korban Pesach. How did they eat the Korban Pesach? Etzem leisish berubay. There were so many halachas. Mitatzel tag avot. A beautiful vat. The Gemara says, haraitze. If someone wants to become part, to be nifra from his friend, al yifter elam yiteich dvar halacha. Why? Shemiteich kach zachrei. Like this, he'll remember him. So Pasha, the pshat is Tere, friendship. Here, zog me, you remember who Yechves played ball with? I get danked at a basketball game. You remember Yechavrusa? Things that are real, you remember. Was Malav, was a guest in Chalk with them on Shabbos, you don't remember that. So right, sir, if someone wants to remember his friend, al yiftel mi tei dvar halach. But the Welt sagt David Salem. What's David Salem? You want your friend to remember you, I'll tell you how to do it. You're sitting at the bus, you hear? And the guy is, he wants that to make the bus, and you're holding him back, and you're telling him a dvar halach. Telling him a dvar halach. He's anxious he has to run. You will tell him a good word? Come on, good word. If the Kemosh forgets, no more, he'll never forget you. Someone who takes you while you're anxious and he nudges you. It's a Welt, yeah? That's what happened in Mitzrayim. Yeah? Could you imagine they're going to leave to Mitzrayim and they're already sit down, eat a cup in Pesach, lay in the Haggadah, had the Eineklach's Pshatim of Dam Tzvadei Akinim Arayv. It's a tremendous avoider. Yeah. On one hand, the anxiousness, and on the other hand, Fakat, Tav Zayin Ben Menucha. This is a very important Zach in life, Rabbi Yisrael. To be able to have Menuchas HaNefesh, and not to be anxious. I'll tell you another Maisa, Rabbi Yisrael. Now, the truth is, I don't know if the Maisa is more Kelim, which is out of our realm, or maybe it's something that we could take for a lesson from this Maisa. The Michtam Elio was written by a Talmud of the Michtam Elio, of Carmel. He was the one who wrote, he was the Talmud of the Michtam Elio. He's quoted in the Mabit Zeteir and Musa a lot because he was the Talmud. He said, Datzel Tazan Mais. During the war years, the Michtam Eliyahu was separated from his family. I think it says that they were in Australia and he was already in England, something along those lines. Got a letter from them. So the Michtam Eliyahu, Michtam Eliyahu takes the Rabbi Dessler, takes the letter, and he holds it in his hand. He doesn't open it. After a few minutes, Rabbi looks at him. What? Why didn't you open a letter from the mishpacha? Zakte, I'll open it with menuchas hanefesh. Okay. He lacht, huh? He would laugh in me. Come, I'll tell you.
In a rebellion. Oh, let us get out of here. After the game, I had a naive. Come to the bus, come, mensch to the bus, come schneller. Nein.
The das ist diesel bin meistens von Kellum. Gut, you will have it. You will have it. Okay, come let me have it. Come let me have it. I'll tell you the truth. To me, these are worlds that I heard of growing up. And therefore, I don't know if I have any shaykhis to it. It definitely excites me to hear. A welt was a mal gewen. I will try to apply it in practical terms. Okay, I want to tell you. Rabbi Yeruchim writes something very interesting. He says, I remember in Kelim that every bocher was taught that when he puts his hat on, it's in das teirem. They say it's in das teirem. It's not bichlach, Rabbi Yeruchim. It's just Rabbi Yeruchim inside the sefer. Yeah? That when he put his hat on, he made sure it was put on perfectly, and he never touched it after that. You ever see how people sit, play with the hat? And Rabbi Yochum is giving his musa to who is he talking to? You have to them and meret. Gretz gedele Yisrael v'chachaneim gedele elam. He's talking to them about hats, about chairs. Tells them he came in. Alta used to make sure the chair was neat and it was clean. The chahena, and he says a peldigazach. What are you a peldigazach? He says that the Alta was makbid that he always looked ahead. He never looked to the right, to the left, up, down, just straight ahead. He lacked. Vaz Vilman for that. What do they want? A Vaz Vilman. So let me tell you something. There's a Meiridik Ishtikl Rabbi Ruchem. A Meiridik, Mamish Meiridik. Unbelievable piece of Rabbi Ruchem. And before we get this Rabbi Ruchem, I just want to go back to the mice that we just told you. How many times that when we get a bill, we're anxious. We've got to quickly go in there and rip it open. Tristis. So am I telling you we have to be like that? I don't know. One thing for sure. Baruch Hashem, when it comes to bills, I don't do that. Like, I have menuchas hanefesh not to open them. But I don't know if it's lishma. Why is it lishma? Let me tell you a negative gazach, and we're going to end on this. I just wanted to give you a tam, a geschmack from what was that world, the world that once was. You hear? Okay. Shabbos is menucha. Menuchas ahava, menuchas nedava, menuchas emes, menuchas emuna. Zatra biruch. What's all the menuchas in das chachma musa? Chelik beis amid reish gimel. He says a peladik azach. It doesn't define the menucha. Pashut, you think it's a type of menucha? It's menuchas ahava, menuchas nedava, menuchas emes. No, the menucha brings to ahava. The menucha brings to emes and amuna and nedava, menucha. When a person's been menucha, alle gute Sachen kommen von dem. There's love for a neighbor. Mensch's been menucha. What does he mean? I was thinking to myself, was meint er? So I'm going to tell you another shtickle, Rabbi Ruchem, Rabbi Yisai. Meisha Rabbeinu got angry at the Pekudi Achayo and Parshas Matis that they kept the women alive. Parshas Geulei Kelim was not said al yidei Meisha. Rashi brings the Chazal. Kivon shebo lechlau kas. Bo l'tayis, he came to a tayis, right? He came to the klal of kas, which means not kas, should have said kivon shekas. Should have said kivon shekas, no? What's lechlau kas? So the Velt always learns the clown means, but you think Moshe Mamish got angry? It was in the realm of Kaz. Episode of Evanada. Yeah. Can talk in Moshe got angry. Mention Mainin, as we can upland, and that you can learn the Chumash that the Avis and Moshe and Aaron had, the Chisreinus that you have. You haven't mentioned Moshe like this and Aaron. You know, we have no Shaykhist to understand the Moshe and Aaron. It's time the sun is correct, you know. Say, when Avram is given done, it's a given. You think you could take your Midas and Fatayich the Avis and to Fatayich Moshe? We have no Shaykhist to understanding who Moshe Rabbeinu is. But that's what the world says. Bol chlal epis. Somewhere, something epis. Where's a klal of kas. Takra viruchel megedike zachen das teger. Megedike, from pasik. So there's things that are before the kas that bring the kas. That's pshat. Bol chlal, he came to a something which leads to kas. No, by this point of the shiur, you should know what we're talking about already. No, what was it that makes lack of menuchas and nefesh? That's the Talmud Chacham. No, that is Rabbi Yochum's right. A person who has menuchas and nefesh, he doesn't get angry. The menuchas and nefesh is the base of all good midas, we Rabbi Ruchim sagt. Menuchas Ahava, Menuchas Nedava, Menuchas Emes ve'emuna, Menuchas Shalom ve'shalva. It brings everything. Aber frier darf man haben Menucha. Und was meint Menucha? Nicht Shalva, Rabbi sei. Everybody thinks, yeah, you're having a good day. It's very nice to smile at the other guy. You're in a good mood. You ever see what they say about, oh, he's smiling at me. He's in a good mood. You're having a good day. It's because you have a good day. When you're having a bad day. When things are not going right. In business, and you work on menucha. Fakelt b'shas dechipazin. When it is chipazin, when it's under, we got to make a deadline, and it's for minute. Oh, menucha. Schreit man nicht auf jenem. We don't get angry. We don't. Menucha is the sheirish von alts. But the dust is given der limut from Kalam. So take it, Rafeh. You hear? Menucha. It's interesting, a lashon. Menucha, what's it called? Menuchas ha? Nefesh. You know, a person can find all different types of ways to give him menucha. It's not about his nefesh, right? It's menucha, you're right. Devarim are all relaxed. This is altsgut menucha. And then there's something called menuchas ha nefesh, ha ruchnik, menucha. Mit dem können wir sicher sein, zu Ava, mit Dove. Tati, so die Alde haben, Menuchas HaNefesh, Menuchas HaNefesh.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.